Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I'm glad I'm back in my chair.
Yeah, you didn't like that mix up?
No.
It threw me off.
Because we chose our chairs for specific reasons, like... There's a reason I chose this chair.
Oh, this chair feels good to be back.
There's a reason you chose that chair. This is a chair that I find myself more comfortable in. Hold on. This is a chair I find myself more comfortable in. Yeah. It's amazing the difference when you clear your throat.
I know. I thought something was going on for a second.
I'll just sound kind of, oh, here, it's back.
What's
so
going on?
So here's the example. I don't know. I think I have a lot of phlegm
COVID?
In my throat.
Is it COVID? Well, welcome everybody to Super Mega Cast episode 207.
That's right. It's a big episode. 207, if for those who don't know, is a big number for both Matt and I, because we said that on episode 207 we would share the biggest secret that we've been keeping from y'all. And y'all just have to wait till the very end of the podcast to hear that secret.
I guess they will.
So
what?
Yeah.
What episodes have we said, like, way back? It's like, oh, on episode 261, we'll do this.
I don't know.
In the comments,
the
guys.
The fans keep us, I guess, what is it? What is
in
it called?
In check?
In check, there's another word for it.
On top of the ball?
There's that, but that's more of a saying. There's a word specifically. Keep us...
In the loop?
No, that's, again, a phrase. It's a word.
Oh, it's a word. Keep us...
It doesn't matter.
Well, I can't... Dude, I don't have a good fucking... vocabulary.
You think the two boys who dropped out of college, you know, are good at their own language?
I did 1 year of college and I failed the most basic math class the college offered by 2 points.
Algebra?
Yeah, it was algebra. Well, it wasn't called algebra, but it was
algebra.
It was like basic math. Oh shit.
Is that an alarm?
Yeah, it's an alarm. Because we have to do a business call in 5 minutes. Yeah, it was just called like basic math 101.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big lecture class. And it was like just me and a bunch of frat guys and, you know, basically just that.
And just goofing around?
It was a prereq to get into the prereq class for the business school.
Business and management. So you get that business management degree.
I wanted that business and management degree.
We were going for the same degree. I was going for a minor in film studies because they didn't offer anything but a minor in film studies.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
No major in film studies.
No major. Because, well, in South Carolina, film doesn't matter. But... The thing is, the class that I needed to, there's a couple classes you have to take to get into the business school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the prereq classes, I had to take this math class before I could take the prereq class, which I failed. And then I got this letter from the business school.
Is it because you just didn't show up or did you just actually not?
Mainly from I didn't show up.
Okay. Because that's how I failed.
It was an 8:30.
Geology, I think.
It's an 8:30. That's tough.
Oh, yeah. Most of the early classes I just chose to skip.
Because it could be cold outside and warm in bed. And I'm like,
Well, I lived at home at the time. I didn't do the whole dorm thing. So, like, class was, like, legitimately, like, probably a whole 45-minute drive, depending on traffic.
And, like, no one's making you go.
And, you know, finding parking on campus, because there was a point where I didn't have the parking pass, I guess, for the, I forget which street it was. It's next to the Russell House. It's like, there's a specific street with that parking garage. I can't remember what the street's called. It has the like sorority and fraternity buildings too on the left. Oh, well. Well, it's in that parking garage is where I used to park. But before that, I would have to find street parking, which is almost impossible to find.
Damn.
Yeah. Especially since everyone's rushing to get to their class.
I know. And I failed it by 2 points, which was not epic. It was really easy stuff, too. If I had just applied myself, I could have passed it.
Yeah. But, oh, man. This is making me miss just...
Going to math class?
Well, like, no, I just remember just going around, walking around the horseshoe with my headphones in, waiting for the next class, or going to the cafeteria, getting some of that Domino's bullshit in my system
before the
next class.
I remember, I do miss, there is something I miss about that aspect of college, just kind of like hanging out with friends in between classes, like going and getting like food, or just kind of walking around, or I had a dream last night, actually. I was going back to college, but I was sad because all my friends have finished college. So I was like, I'm going back to finally do it, but this time I'm all by myself.
You could have made new friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I just, hey, anyone who's listening to this that is going to the University of South Carolina, and I know there are listeners who are.
All you Clemson listeners, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, Clemson.
You have a better football team, but...
You know, I'll give you two options, and the Clemson listeners can follow through on the other option. But the first option, which would make me... Just, you know, at me on Twitter and go to Beezer's and hold up a sandwich you just purchased to make me happy because I miss that place. Or if you don't want to do that, hold up a nice Groucho sandwich. And hey, Clemson folk, you can do that too. Because there is a Groucho's in Clemson.
I don't want to tell you on the podcast.
Is Beezer's closed?
No, it's about Beezer's though, because when I was back home, my brother-in-law's friend from college, was in town.
Uh-huh.
Who worked at Beezer's?
Yes,
and he told me, that. All the food is just microwave food.
And? It's college food. What do you expect? What do you expect out of a sandwich place on a college campus?
It just, everything was just reheated, apparently. It's just microwave food.
I don't think that stops college students from eating there.
No, I know. I was just letting you know.
No, I don't. You're talking to the man who eats cheese and mayo sandwiches.
That's true. That is true.
So... I don't.
Do you ever microwave your cheese and mayo sandwiches?
No, it doesn't need to be. Nothing need to be heated. But if I were to have a warm sandwich, I would microwave it. Like if I wanted some cheese, like if I made myself a grilled, like let's say grilled chicken, put it between two buns, and I wanted some cheese melted on top, I'd throw that probably in the microwave just to melt the cheese a little
bit. Nice, yeah.
I don't want to waste the skillet. Is it time for our
business meeting?
It's
time for our business meeting. Let's do it.
Well, if you just got done listening to some goofy sound effects, that means we're back from a meeting, and I had to send some stuff over to Justin. So everything, we're back in it now. The next interruption will be for ads.
Hell yeah, everyone's favorite interruption.
Hello, I love them.
No more.
Well, of course I love them.
I love all of them. I love all the brands. There's my favorite thing is business calls, and it did happen during the podcast, but guess what? It's all good. We actually just got $5 billion.
Each.
Each. So we're pretty excited about that.
There's only about a 50% interest rate on it, but like, fuck it. Who cares?
Imagine
that. We'll pay it back.
Well, y'all give me $5 billion with a 50% interest rate. It's like, okay. What even is a loan? I don't know. But like an American Truck Simulator, we took out a big ass loan and
we still haven't paid it off and we're about to go into debt.
We're about to go into debt big time, yeah.
Especially after that last
recording session.
Yeah.
Where the steering wheel kept coming off the thing and...
Y'all will see.
We flipped the truck many times. I don't want to spoil anything.
Of course.
I'll just, I'll let y'all wait and see. But yeah, how you...
Unfortunately, the audio cut out for some reason at this part of the podcast. But only for a few seconds. What Matt was about to ask Ryan was, how have you been? So let us now continue to Ryan's answer.
Just, business as usual. If I'm not, you know, here with you or at your place working on something, I'm just going to be at my place doing nothing really.
Do what Ryan does best.
That's right. I either stream, I will play games all by myself, I'll be watching a depressing documentary.
You're streaming just for one.
Yeah.
Yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
You're always streaming just for yourself. What depressing documentary?
It's called The Trials of Gabriel Fernandez. It's about an eight-year-old child who was beat to death by his parents.
Damn.
Yeah.
That does sound depressing.
Yeah.
I watched...
Have you seen Dear Zachary? It's another depressing documentary about a kid.
No, I've heard it's really good though. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard many things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch more documentaries. I watched one recently that was really good.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
No, I watched a bunch by Michael Moore.
Yeah.
I did watch Bowling for Columbine when I was like 12. But basically, I've been watching a lot of YouTube documentaries. I watched this one about this guy who I'd known about before, but I didn't realize how like powerful he was. Do you know about like the sarin gas attacks in Tokyo in the 90s?
Mm-mm.
Basically, like, this cult in Japan got bags, like Ziploc bags full of sarin gas, which is like nerve gas.
I think you actually might have told me about this at one point.
Did
you just learn about it?
No, I've known about it, but I didn't know the extent.
I feel like there was a conversation you and I had where I'm like, has Japan ever had like a 9/11? And this was your response to me when I asked.
Yeah, they basically went in and with like umbrellas with little pointed tips, and they just pop the bag and get off the subway and let the subway keep going.
Fuck.
And it's just nerve gas would spread throughout the train and kill people within like seconds. And they did it like on every subway line at the same time.
How many people died?
Not that many, I don't think, but a lot of people got like permanent damage.
Yeah.
Like you go blind, like brain damage. But
anything that attacks your nervous system is going to fuck you up.
The crazy part was the leader of this cult, he had like this long haired Japanese dude, and he was a billionaire.
They all have long hair.
Yeah. He went to like India and studied and came back, and he was a billionaire. And the cult was massive, and to test the sarin gas thing, he had a truck that could like spray it out. So he drove through like a residential area at night and tested it and just like let out the sarin gas, and like everyone on the street like started dying, just like in their houses. And then he got tied to that. But the craziest part is how powerful that cult was. Like, they smuggled an attack helicopter into Japan. He had a uranium mine, and they were working on nuclear weapons, like his cult. Like, they had the people and the resources to do that.
I'm sure the Japanese government stomped that out quick once they caught wind, I'm guessing.
Yeah. But they had a lot of people like infiltrate the government in the cult. So like a lot of high up people in the government were like in the cult.
But it's all disbanded to this day.
No, it's still a cult. It's mainly in Russia now, but
really?
Yeah, but it is
Is it still Asians mainly, or is it just like,
I think it's just Russians.
Okay.
I can't believe that there's still ones in Japan though. They changed the name of the cult. But I just can't believe
they still believe in killing people with nerve gas.
I mean, the guy was pretty for that, and wanted his followers to do that. And the craziest part is he was going to do another terrorist attack on Japan, where he had like, I think, over 100, some type of bomb, over 100 of them put in the Tokyo subway system to all go off at once, which they said would have killed up to 100,000 people.
Jesus.
And, luckily, they all, malfunctioned and didn't go
every
off.
Single bomb.
I get like the system he was using, I guess, malfunctioned.
So it was ready to go. Like,
yeah,
he was ready to.
They
kill.
Were placed in everything, I think.
Good lord!
I just watched a really good little like documentary, because I've been watching. I just like find those little like 20-minute documentaries on YouTube about like weird topics, and I have this new channel I've been watching. I think it's called Chass, where it's this guy that just takes 4chan X stories, like the paranormal shit, like the creepy stuff, and he just has a computer read them. Like, so the video is just, you just listen to it, and it's just reading a scary story with scary music.
And Microsoft Sam reading it?
No, it's a really good computer. Like, it sounds, it's like a really convincing computer. You can tell it's a computer, but it's still like,
yeah,
it's not computery to the point where it's like a pain to listen to.
Hello.
Yeah, like it's smooth enough.
Instead of hello, it says hello.
Yeah, it's smooth enough on the...
And then he went to the store.
See? I'll play a little... I'll skip a little...
Anyway, just as insurance if I need it. I've never camped without a gun. Drive about 30 to 45 minutes into the desert on an off-road trail. Pumped to finally get away from things for a while.
I love that channel.
It definitely sounds like someone who's learning English because they don't know like
the
when
cadence,
to...
Yeah. Yeah. It, like you can still tell it's a computer, but it's better than like Microsoft saying.
I do not know when... I should go.
He's learning, dude. He's learning bit by bit. I like his voice though. Like I like that AI's voice. I wonder if do you think in our lifetime we're gonna have like a her type thing where you can actually like become friends with like an AI and have like a repertoire and like a relationship?
That's gonna start with Halo nerds because Cortana is already one of the thing. You know, she's the Alexa of Microsoft, right?
Can I see her breasts?
Dude, you can see, you can do jiggle physics and do her ass. Dude, when you boot up Master Chief Collection, one of the first things you see is Cortana's ass. Just, you know, just right there. Oh, God,
just
yeah.
Big.
She's got a big old ass. She's got a big, juicy ass, baby.
Oh, I say that and I go.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
Put some clothes on or don't. I'm not going to judge you. You're an AI.
You know what's funny? They never gave Alexa or Siri a... like character, like a physical form.
Well, Cortana was already a physical form when, you know.
Well, because it started from Halo, right?
Yes.
And like, then Microsoft's like, well, let's just use Cortana.
Yeah. Because, her voice, Jen Taylor has a good voice.
Did you know
the voice of Cortana?
The woman that did the voice for Siri had no idea.
Really?
Yeah. Someone just called her one day and was like.
She's like, this is your voice.
Yeah, because basically she had recorded this big... vocal range thing that I think was going to be used on like subways or something, like subway systems. And I guess it legally, like the way she did it, like other companies could just use it. And Apple ended up using it. And someone was like, you know, you're Apple's voice now. And she listened to it. And it's like, whoa, she didn't get any money or anything from it.
Is she upset? Is she like, hey, you know, I'm just in everyone's phone, but I don't get any money from it.
I'd be pissed about that.
Yeah. Imagine if it was like legitimately just your voice, just.
Like Siri. Everyone knows Siri.
What can I do for you today?
She sounds like it when you hear her talk. She can like do it like, this is Siri.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, Siri. Just kidding.
JK.
Did that set off everyone's? I have that setting turned off because I don't. Apparently in the Bubba Gump shrimp video we did, there's a section where it sounds like someone says, hey, Siri, even though it's not said, and it triggered everyone's Siri.
Hey, Google. Play farts on YouTube. Hey, Google, play funny fart sound effects on YouTube.
Hey, Alexa, text Dad. Dad, I'm gay. I can't keep it any longer inside from you. Send.
Hey, Siri,
yeah?
Text Mom. I miss your bosoms, baby. Let me bite those nips right off. Send.
I hope just one person's not paying attention.
Oh no!
No, no, Mom. It was the podcast men. It was the guys from my podcast.
Oh, you
that
keep
did it.
Talking about these podcast men.
You keep talking about these YouTubers. They're not your friends. You don't know them. They didn't do this.
They don't know you. You think they care about the damage they cause you?
Mom, no, they did it. I'm serious. They did it. Like,
I think it's about time you start thinking about the damage you could cause them. You could go to their house. You could make them pay for your embarrassment, honey. You're not going to be stepped over. Not my shookums.
Because he texted his dad saying, hey, Dad, I'm gay. So,
and then texted his mom, hey, I miss your bosoms and I want to bite your nips.
Now, see, that's a contradicting message.
Yeah.
If anything, that's going to make the parents fight.
Exactly. They're going to be like, well, he told me he was gay. Well, that can't be true. He complimented my breasts.
And then they're like, And then they get in a big fight and someone's parents get divorced because of Super Mega Cast.
That's what bisexuals will do to a family.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that I see a lot of people say that they came together because of our channel. Like, oh, you know, we had a mutual love for Super Mega and then we started dating.
Yeah.
Do you think we've caused any breakups?
Probably.
Give us your breakup stories if it had to do with Super Mega in the comments.
I could imagine us saying something a bit worrisome and then one person disagrees with it, then it gets them into a debate, you know, on that topic, which then gets them in a fight.
I could also see someone being like, why do you watch that shit?
Yeah.
It's not funny. And then...
I mean, I can't blame them because that's how I hope that my family views our channel. Hope my family doesn't watch my stuff. I know my mom will. But I just hope my grandmother. There's one. There is a video we recently shot, and it's not the whole thing. It's just part of it, and it's a part of one of the big projects that's coming out this year. But this is the one we're working on right now. And this is one that I definitely don't want my grandmother or my aunt or my mom or anyone in my family to see, because it is. I don't think they'd take it too kindly given their religious background.
It's good though. It's good. It's good.
I can't wait to release it. I can't wait to have everything filmed and then.
Actually, we're shooting some more right after this podcast.
We are.
My.
It's your big film day, baby.
Yeah, it's my big film day. I'm excited. I got to go get in character. But I have this one family member. I think it's my dad's cousin. For some reason, my dad gave them my YouTube channel.
Is he the one that showed up to the show?
No, that was a different person. Oh. But my dad gave them my YouTube channel, and I'm like, Dad, why would you do that? Because they're just going to these aren't the type of people that would enjoy this.
Yeah.
They're like 40 to 50-year-old, like Southern, very conservative, very religious, you know. And our brand is not the most aligned with that, as much as I wish it was.
Yeah.
As much as I wish
we were
our show could
family friendly, be played in family
Judeo-Christian values.
Exactly.
Good old strong red-blooded American values. But unfortunately, we're a couple of communists.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of disgusting filthy leftists.
That's right.
A bunch of atheists too. We're a couple of atheists.
Yeah.
And
we like the gays, you know.
Sorry. It's true.
Yeah, the gays are cool.
Yeah, the gays are cool in my book. Sorry, Dad.
I like them. I'm sorry.
They're pretty cool. I love them.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the gays. That I know of.
No, there's nothing wrong with the gays. I love the gays.
Now, if it turned out that the gays released pheromones unbeknownst to them that started to kill the world population, then I'd have a problem
like
with the gays.
If the gays did sarin gas attacks.
Exactly.
Yeah,
except
that would be a problem.
That would definitely be a problem.
The gays are cool in my book.
Exactly. I love the gays.
Putting the in front of like any group of people makes it sound 50 times instantly like worse. Like
the Japanese.
The blacks.
Well, you can say the Japanese.
Say the Japanese.
You just can't say
the other.
You can't shorten it by like, you can't take a third of it and just say that.
Harrison, when he was a kid, he was doing a paper and it was about like World War II. And he just shortened Japanese to Japs in the whole thing.
Oh,
just because he didn't know. And the teacher was like, you cannot do this. And he was like, oh.
Well, I remember learning that in school because like I remember kind of the same thing where I was interviewing like an older person because I was in the news broadcast, whatever. And one of the older people that I was off campus interviewing said Japs. And I didn't. And I was just like, oh, I guess that's just their slang for it.
Like, you don't realize like the meaning behind
it. Well, the reason I don't know the meaning behind it is because I never used it towards anybody else and I never had, you know,
heard it.
So it's like.
So that's a fucking World War II term.
Yeah. But
the fucking Bugs Bunny one.
Could you imagine someone saying the same thing about like the term zipper head?
Oh, that one just makes me cringe.
That one's disgusting.
That is a slur that makes me one hurts to hear.
It's because it's so cruel.
It's rooted in such a cruel
visualization.
Yeah.
It's like such a cruel act that it's like, it's really like whoever came up with that is a full red-blooded American psychopath.
Absolutely. That's a pretty bad one. That one is.
Yeah, but anything to make the enemy not seem like we're killing real people with families or feelings or a nervous system. No, we have to make sure we deem them as animals.
Sorry, are you sympathizing with Charlie right now?
Charlie who?
Charlie.
The unicorn?
Charlie, dude,
bit
the
me?
Viet Cong. Charlie.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
No, that's what they called the Viet Cong.
They called all the Viet Cong Charlie?
That was like the code name for the Viet Cong.
Well, I can see how people would be confused now since, you know, the military whatever alphabet or whatever, you know, has Charlie in it. And it doesn't mean Viet Cong.
It's Charlie up in the trees. I don't know why they used the term Charlie.
Was it just enemy? Was it just...
Yeah, it just meant enemy? Like...
Was it specifically the Viet Cong or would they do that with anybody in the war?
Just the Viet Cong.
Oh, okay.
Some Charlie on the horizon.
If you're wrong about this...
Dude, Dude, I've seen a lot of Vietnam movies. Okay. I'll look it up. Charlie was
making sure.
I'm not wrong about this, dude.
No, I'm not saying that they didn't call him Charlie.
Have you not heard that term before?
I've heard that term before, yes. Of course. It's used in the military all the time.
In the terms of the Vietnam War.
Well, in terms of the Vietnam War, yes, but I'm just wondering if like that was the sole kind of thing they called him.
It is, Charlie.
I feel like they called him much worse things, too.
Definitely, but why do they call them Charlie in Vietnam? The earliest citation for Viet Cong in English is from 1957. American soldiers referred to the Viet Cong as Victor Charlie, or VC. Victor and Charlie are both letters in the NATO phonetic alphabet. Charlie referred to communist forces in general, both Viet Cong and North Vietnamese.
Ooh.
Little history.
What about Victor?
They had a cool flag.
That's
the Viet Cong flag. Ooh. I will say that's a pretty cool flag.
Looks like a flag that should be in Mario Kart or something.
That does. It looks like a very fake flag. That's a cool flag, dude. Hoxburgen from the Netherlands.
Looks just like the Viet Cong flag.
Yeah, it's just like flipped a little bit.
Fucking Viet Cong.
Whoa. New Viet Cong flag in Mozambique style. Look at that. It's got a machine gun on it.
They could have done better. I think they just typed in gun silhouette on Google Images and saw
PNG. Just dragged it in. Yeah. We need to put a gun on the American flag. Well, this one looks bad.
Whose flag is that?
That just says Viet Cong logo. It's on a website called Viet Cong Logos.
Well,
I don't know if they actually use that one.
Well, because people on the podcast, listening to the podcast, can't see it. It's the SS. It's like the flag with, instead of the star, it's SS. For some reason.
You know who has the coolest flags? Is prefectures in Japan. Like each prefecture has its own flag.
My favorite flag is the French flag. It's the all white flag.
Yeah, I love that one. Why are you guys so mean to French people? I smell bad.
And they're housing, what's his name? The fucking child rapist. What's his name? He directed movies. Quentin Tarantino loves him and just says...
Roman Polanski.
Yeah. The child rapist.
Check this out.
My favorite thing, dude, is when Quentin was just, you don't know, you know, girls at that time, come on. She knew what she was doing.
Hey, man, I love Quentin Tarantino. Okay, so don't speak ill on him.
I love when Quentin Tarantino defends the anal rape of a 15-year-old. God. He's a king.
He makes good movies and he stands up for what's right. Look at these. These are the Japanese prefecture flags.
Stupid.
They're so cool.
Fucker. Oh. Ooh.
Just different. That's a whole list of them.
Those are nice.
I know. They're so cool.
Everybody look it up right now.
Look up Japanese prefecture flags. They're beautiful. There's a bunch of them, too. There's like a million bajillion different ones. They're all very colorful and cute and it's pretty. Very pretty. We need a super mega flag, dude.
Would it just be... I wouldn't want the word super mega on it.
No. What country puts their name
exactly.
on their flag?
Exactly. I want it to be just a cool little logo looking thing.
Do you think it'd be like our colors, like the red, blue, and yellow, or
incorporated in
certain
way?
That's the Viet Cong flag, actually.
So we
could just use the Viet Cong flag.
It's a different blue.
We could just slightly adjust the Viet Cong flag to be the kind of like tealish blue and the kind of like pinkish red.
That is true.
You know?
Actually, everybody, you know, I'm going to give y'all work. I'm giving y'all work today. You know, you're taking your Groucho's pictures. You're taking your Beezer's pictures. And now, guess what? Can you guess what picture I'm about to ask them to take?
I can take a guess.
Take a guess.
I think you're going to ask the listeners to create their own super mega flag.
Exactly. And that could mean even just changing the colors slightly on any flag you'd want in the world. And then, boom, just make it yellow. Turquoise-ish.
Yeah, whatever you want it to be, baby.
Red. Yeah, whatever. What when you think of Super Mega as a nation, what would that flag look like? And let's see.
You know what I want to see?
A PNG of a monkey on a yellow flag.
Ad reads.
Ooh, okay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back.
What a session of ad reads.
Actually, I have to pee. I should have done that during the break of ad
reads.
Yeah. I shouldn't have brought it back.
Go pee.
Can I go pee?
Yeah. We'll be back after.
I'm back from my pee break.
You are?
It was great. It was fantastic.
You actually are wearing a prop right now that
I'm not wearing a prop.
Well, Matt's wearing a prop right now that we're going to be using to film later. It's going to be great. Well,
I did my hair in the bathroom. That's when I was in the bathroom. I licked my hand. I slicked my hair back a little bit.
It looks good. But
thanks, man.
But because the podcast people can't see it, they won't be able to understand the joke or get the joke at all.
Well, they know I'm wearing a wig.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that I did my hair in the bathroom.
Damn it's
it.
Done.
Yeah. Would you like it if my hair looked like this?
Yeah.
Would you still be my friend?
Of course.
What do you think I'm gonna try? Your body language is bad right there.
What?
When you said of course, you blinked really hard and like shifted your eyes a little bit.
Well, of course I'd be your friend, but like I think you'd look funny. I'd laugh at you.
Behind my back?
No, like to your face.
Oh.
I wouldn't be a shitty person like that.
Yeah, I guess that's better.
Like because the things you would do would seem more funny because you look more goofy. You know what I mean? That's why when a fit man trips, it's kind of like, ooh. When a fat man trips, it's funny.
Exactly.
It's because you look funnier.
When a fit man falls downstairs, you're like, oh no, is he okay?
He might have broken something.
And when a fat man falls downstairs, you know,
yep.
That's kind of how society works, isn't it?
Yeah. When a big muscular man farts, it's like, okay, you're
that's
a douche.
Gross, dude,
when a fat
douche.
Man farts, it's like, okay.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Who invited Peter Griffin to the
Ryan. Spit it out.
Woo! Those leprechauns.
Yeah, fuck those things.
They stay in your system. Mm. Fuckers.
Fuck.
The fuck out of here.
Oh, that one's got a broken leg.
Yeah.
Jesus. So little. Ugh.
What's up? You're looking into the mic and you're looking around, twiddling your fingers, legs crossed, very dominant stance on one side, very unsure stance on the other.
What do you mean?
Legs crossed and then there's a fist and then on the other side you got twiddling hands and just kind of an open mouth and darting eyes. You know, it's
lips agape.
Lips agape?
Or my mouth agape?
Not... Yeah, you ripped open each one of your lips.
Each lip is agape. I gotta take this wig off. This does not feel good on my head. Is this real hair? Are wigs
There's
made...
no way that could be. Yes, there are wigs made out of real hair. That's why people donate their hair. So people such as, let's for example, cancer patients will wear wigs. Although, don't they use horse hair too?
Probably. I know they use horse hair for violin... bows.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's cat hair.
No, they use, I think it was
horses.
Horse
Something
tail
uses
hair
cat
or some shit.
Hair, I think.
Something.
I'd like to have like a cat hair sweater.
Cat hair, so most of it's short.
Imagine
I mean,
like
they do have long haired cats, but.
A nice cat hair sweater.
Wear a cat sweater.
How about a Lego sweater?
Is all, I love Legos fur. I love sniffing them. I love nuzzling him. It's great.
Would you wear a sweater made out of dog hair?
It depends on what dog.
I mean, you already
Lego,
do.
Because Lego, the softest hair is his neck fur, like where his mane is.
His mane, yeah. His big old lion's mane.
The soft and fluffy part, you know.
He's a
Scratching his forehead.
He's a big heckin' chonker.
He's a sausage, ain't he?
He is.
He's like a sausage.
He's like a big plump sausage.
He's a fucking sausage, mate.
Wait, so he only gets 2 cups of food and he's still that big of a chonker?
Yeah, he eats in the morning and then he'll get a snack midday, then he'll eat at night.
Damn. Well, he eating good.
He is.
Eating real good.
I have bones to feed him. I have fucking treats to give him every now and then. And I have, every now and then I'll treat him to a nice human food meal.
I'll cook him up a steak.
Cook him up some chicken. Cook him up some rice. Mix it together. Put some of that dog gravy in there, you know?
Damn. If I was Lego, I'd be enjoying myself.
Dude, he licks that shit up clean whenever he gets the good stuff.
The sound of a dog, it's one of my least favorite sounds, the sound of a dog slurping up wet food, like, viciously, like...
See, I don't like the sound of them drinking, but I love the sound of Lego crunching on it, like, eating his Hoosiers.
I like the sound of a dog eating. Like, I like eating hard food, but when it's, like, the
sloppy, yeah.
Like, where it's, like, you can hear the tongue, like, scooping in and, like... But the crunch is calming, I will admit.
Yeah.
Like, hearing... I like listening to cats and dogs both eat, because cats, it's, like, very quiet, like...
That's amore.
But dogs, you know, it's pretty comforting to hear them. I cannot stand, what's it called? Starts with an M. When humans chew?
Masticating.
Yes. But what's that thing called where like when you, they call it a phobia. It's not a phobia, but it's like.
What are you talking about?
When you hear people chewing and you get angry.
Like oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is. A lot of people in the. A lot of losers in the comment section and shit have it though. Apparently,
I have that really bad.
Do you?
I cannot stand.
And why would you then?
Chew.
Then if you have that so much, then why would you put fans through it? So you know how it feels.
I don't chew into the mic.
You edited it in and kept it in past Super Mega episodes for a joke.
Well, that was funny. Pretzelgate was funny. You know.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
I don't care who you are. Pretzelgate was funny. Also, I couldn't really control Jackson and Harrison from eating those pretzels.
Yeah, they had to show the masses, you know. They're not Let's players. They're your average Joes. And when it comes to goofing, they don't care. They don't care. Same with, you know, I think a lot of people on YouTube, I think at the end of the day, just do what they want to do,
well,
hopefully.
I cannot stand hearing people chew, especially like when their mouth is closed and I can still hear it. But what's funny is when people in the comments, like if someone eats something in an episode and then they're like, stop eating that, it's like, dude, this was filmed 3 weeks ago.
I know. Don't scream at me to stop eating if it's already been recorded.
Like, I have already digested that and shit it out.
Why are you eating while you're doing your job? Because
I'm
can
hungry.
Because YouTube is my job. Do you like, my job isn't to look at, like, in child's welfare department or anything like that. Like, it's not like I'm gonna make any gross mistakes at the cost or expense of human life. Like, I run a YouTube channel.
Well, I
might be annoying sometimes.
No, Ryan,
yes.
That's not true.
I might come off as an asshole sometimes, and I apologize to those that think I'm being an asshole. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we have important jobs.
It actually is a matter of life and death, because think about this. What if someone's driving? What if a truck driver is driving listening to the podcast or episode?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And you start chewing.
Uh-huh.
And he gets so enraged, he accidentally flips his truck, and it's a tanker truck, and it explodes. And it crushes a minivan with a family in it, and then explodes and you know, takes out like 6 cars with it, and a bus full of children.
That's a wonderful hypothetical, but I feel like I could easily plant in when we scream, which happens a lot more, and say that that would be the cause of more car accidents and fatalities.
I wonder if anyone has ever, I think I have heard of people.
Or like we scream and the mother hears it from like a kid's listening to our podcast on his phone when he should be asleep. He's like, what are you doing screaming? Wasn't me, it was the YouTube man. No, I know your scream. No, I swear.
First you try to say it's them who texted me. Now you're saying it's them who's screaming. They're not your friends, Randy.
Your dad had to move out because he was afraid he was sexually arousing you.
Yeah, my dad moved out when I was...
when I told him I was gay, because he was scared that, you know, being gay, I would have an unstoppable lust for him. But Different generations, you know?
Yeah, different generations. You know, that's how it is.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember when gay people were slandered all the time for being pedophiles?
Yeah, lumped one in the same. Yeah,
yeah.
I remember watching that.
It's like, if you're gay, you're gonna touch my boy. You know, that's
yeah.
It's essentially what it was.
And there was that old black and white video on YouTube where it's like, one may never know when the homosexual is about, and basically the whole. It's not about a gay guy. It's a PSA about a pedophile, but they don't refer to him as a pedophile. They just refer to him as a homosexual. So it's like, he might look like an ordinary man on the outside, but on the inside, Ralph is sick.
I love it because like they were attacking the gay population, you know, when they just wanted to live their lives and love who they want to love. While, you know, clergymen, clerics, you know, I don't know, priests. Even popes were politicians, but I'm mainly talking about people that you would deem as morally respectful. Like,
Yeah.
They're the ones raping kids and being pedophiles, but let's focus on the gay people because they scare us for some reason, because, you know, if I look back at the past and I think about the feelings I had for this guy I met in high school, then. No, that's gay. I can't do that. People will make fun of me. So I got to make fun of them before anybody makes fun of me.
Yeah, associating with pedophiles. So
exactly.
No one really, really associates it with me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because people know I'm not a pedophile.
Yeah.
Therefore, so, I'm not gay.
Exactly. One in the same. Oh, God. I love it.
It goes back even. I mean, that's done with everything. Look at even recently. I mean, what? The biggest headline, or what Trump was saying for the longest time, and a lot of right wing people were like, what? All like, we didn't say all Mexicans. It's like, yeah, but the word is like, Mexicans are what? Criminals and rapists and gangbangers.
Bad hombres.
You know? Yeah. And just even before that, you know, black people were, you know, drug fiends and they were raping white women and all, you know. It's fear mongering and, you know, whatever disrupts the poor milk white society.
It's the us versus them mentality where you have to make people scared of another group because.
But what was the point of that fear? Was it just simply because we didn't understand it? Why did we derive so much hate for these specific groups of people in the past? Because you have to wonder. Right now, it's a given that everyone's equal to most people, I would say. To most people I talk to you and me, it's a given, right? That most people should be seen as equal.
Yeah,
unless you're a pedophile murdering psychopath.
I hope we don't get canceled in 20 years for that. When there's like, when pedophile rights is a really big thing. And it's like, dude, they look what they said on their podcast about pedophiles.
But,
I don't know. There's a lot of reasons. I mean, like, I don't know. There's definitely a ton of reasons.
To keep the status quo.
Keep the status quo, to keep people in power that are in power.
The people in power don't want to lose that power or even have that power questioned. Or I don't know.
I watched Schindler's List and...
I remember you were... did you mention that in like a Let's Play?
I mentioned it briefly.
I still have yet to see it because I haven't been, you know, I've been watching depressing documentaries. I should give Schindler's List a watch.
It's a good movie. You should,
I like being sad.
If you like being sad, then you'll like Schindler's List. It really put in perspective because, like, growing up, you don't know anything about, like, the Holocaust other than, like, textbooks and stuff. So, like, you know, Nazi jokes or, you know, that's funny to, like, middle school boys and stuff.
Yeah.
When I watched that movie, I was just like, this is the most, like, horrible thing ever, and I just like could not fathom like just fucking like being back in middle school and making like Nazi jokes,
hiding in cupboards, crossing your fingers that
the
Gestapo wouldn't show up and then hoard all of you and your family and maybe even your neighbors onto a train that would take you into these I don't even want to say poor living conditions because they weren't even
living conditions.
And you were basically stripped of all of your humanity and the muscle and meat on your bone to where you were a withered skeleton who couldn't keep straight thoughts because of how hungry you were. It was an awful time.
The Nazis were so fucked up, still are so fucked up. But the thing is,
I was watching this Schindler's List movie. Those Nazi guys were actually pretty bad.
What's the deal with the, I didn't know they were that bad. What the hell? No, but it just made me sick because like there's one part where there's like workers in the concentration camp and like one of the Nazi guys is just up in his like penthouse just with a rifle, just like shooting them for fun.
Yeah.
And like, how do you get to that point where it's like you just don't care about life and like that's fun. And
you could say the same thing about American soldiers shooting from their helicopters in rice fields.
Or in the Middle East, just killing.
Pretty much any. And I've always just had this thought. It's like whenever you mention the bad of one, you know, someone always wants to mention the bad of the other to like make it equal. But it's like there's no game here. Everyone's been bad. Every society, every civilization has been a piece of shit. Well, even today, there are governments in place. I don't think there's one government in place right now that is the like holy sanctum of everything morally sound. You know,
maybe Antarctica.
Maybe just being on a cruise ship in the middle of nowhere, on a little sailboat.
Well, what makes, like, does everyone have that in them inherently? Like that evil shit.
Well, that's the scare. That's the thing that you have to recognize. I feel that's the thing that's important to derive.
Some people just different.
No, that is not what it is. I think the important lesson to learn from the Holocaust is that these Nazis, all these Germans, like German citizens, these people, they were just normal people, but they were able to commit such awful acts. And that's why it's important to remember, because this shit isn't just like, oh, Nazis are gone. Oh, bad people are gone. This shit can happen again. And it's important to remember history so it doesn't.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's happening right now in North Korea, too.
Yep.
And it's
in China
and it's terrifying. Yeah, in China for sure. And it's terrifying that could happen again. Like, because everyone thinks like, oh, that would never happen in America. That could never happen in like a first world country. But it happened in Germany. It's happened before.
I mean, again.
History repeats itself.
I mean, even though there is technology now, you also have to look at empire. Like, think of like the Roman Empire and all, like a Byzantine Empire, for example. Whatever. You're thinking of all these empires that were so rich and just filled with life and lust and gluttony, and they were very prosperous. They came crashing down. I mean, who's to say we're not going to come crashing down at some point? I mean, we've seen how fragile we are when it comes to a pandemic hitting. Like a global pandemic comes, like you see how fragile everything is because our economy is tanking. People are losing their jobs. People are having to mass migrate out of living areas in which they used to be able to afford, but now can't because they don't have their jobs. Like I guess my fear is when things can be shifted so quickly and things can be so unstable. When people are fearful, that's when that Nazi shit starts to come out because you're looking for a way to fix it. You're looking for the problem. You're looking for a solution.
Which is, you know, what, you know, Hitler said, like, the Jews are the problem.
Yeah, Jews are the problem, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, as much as, see, I don't even know, like, it was when we stormed the beaches, like, we had to know something was going wrong, but I guess we didn't know to the extent. I don't know. I want to know more about that specifically, like other countries' knowledge of what was going on. Was it really just like, oh, we didn't know at all?
I think we did.
Until we stormed or like what? What was it?
I think we knew.
But we didn't know millions of people were being incinerated.
I don't know. I'm not a World War II.
You gotta start watching more documentaries.
I do. I like war documentaries a lot. Is PBS or Nat Geo has like ones where they like restore the film like perfectly, and like
well, Peter Jackson did that.
What
was it called? Fuck.
He did a World War II one, didn't he? It was a World War One. Yeah.
And he recolor like yeah. It was called something. Whatever, it's Peter Jackson. You search his name in IMDb, you'll find
it. Peter Jackson War.
Yeah, and World War One.
Peter Jackson King Kong.
But yeah, that's. I mean, at the end of the day, isn't that what's scary though? Is like, for all of those people, it's not like, looking back, we can easily say that those people were inherently evil. But at the end of the day, those were normal people who decided to do inherently evil things because they had their own justifications for it. And that's how everyone operates. I think a lot of people operate in terms of like, this is justifiable because of this morality that I have in my head. You know what I mean?
I love that sketch where they're like Nazis and he's like, wait a second.
Were we the baddies?
Are we the baddies?
Yeah.
Because like, I mean,
skulls.
They did dress like villains. Like they dressed like the evil people with like the skull and crossbones.
And they acted like villains. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's not to say like, for example, I know I'm talking about, oh, they were just normal people. I'm not there. For example, like there were vicious racists and vicious people who were Nazis. But I think that it's a disservice to history to say that just every Nazi and every German was just evil. I mean, yes, they did evil acts, but I think it's just important to remember that, like, just normal people can do disgusting things, you know, because we're not all good or bad. We just have the capability to do good and bad things. I just think it's scary because it's like, when will that shift happen?
When will
I be aware of it? Because it is that thought. And you're like, you know, looking back in history, hindsight 2020 and everything, you could easily be like, no, I would never let that happen. I would always help. I would never. But when you're in that situation, it's like, how would I act in that situation? If I was a German citizen in that time, would I just have to be like, this is what I have to do to survive? Like, what would I do?
I don't know. It depends on what the people around you do that you're influenced by too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if everyone in
like
your family.
Like a part of the bystander effect.
Yeah. If all your friends in your family were like Nazis, then it probably very easily would be able to be convinced of that because like that's who you look for validation and, you know, those
your
are the
friends
people you love.
And family.
Yeah. So you're like, okay, I'll do it too. And then because the people you love do it, it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the government. Everyone's doing it. Like it's not wrong.
But the things that are cool in those times is like the everyday man who decides to step up and do the heroic acts in those times, put their lives on the line, hiding the Jewish families, protecting the Jewish families. Oscar Schindler being one of those people historically.
Yeah. I think he's buried on like Mount Zion, isn't he?
Good. He deserves it.
He saved a lot of people. That's it. Well, you got to see the movie. You'll see. It's good. It's sad, but very sad movie.
Well, I think anything Holocaust, like, has there actually?
I don't think there's ever been a Holocaust comedy.
There hasn't been a. I was about to say, because Jojo Rabbit isn't a Holocaust comedy. The Holocaust isn't. There's no concentration camps in the movie at all. And they might be mentioned, like the whole. It's just not in the realm of the visualization of that movie because it's from the point of view of a German citizen, like a child being indoctrinated by. You saw the movie, right?
No.
Oh God, I loved that movie. I think the reason I liked it so much was because it was so refreshing to see a movie about that particular time and about, you know, in that time there's a lot of cruelty, and it was just cool to see a movie that was more positive in its ending and its interpretation of humanity. Cause it's like, it's more about like, we can persevere, we can get through this, we can continue to smile. I'm not going to give away the themes or anything like that, but I feel like it's a movie that will make you sad. It does have its depressing points, but it does have, there's more rays of sunshine than shadows of darkness. You know what I'm saying, yeah. Brother?
Christian was watching it on his flight to LA, and the plane turned it off in the last 5 minutes, so he didn't get to finish it.
That's unfortunate. The last 5 minutes are nice.
I know. He's like, it's because when the plane's landing, they shut off the like the watching feature.
I think you should give it a watch.
I really do want to watch it. I have a big movie list right now. I just got to sit down and do it. I just got to sit down and fucking just.
I've been thinking about, like, because I have the Letterboxd, and I know you do too. I've been thinking about, like, getting rid of all my star ratings and just logging the movies that I've watched and either liking them or disliking them. Because sometimes I feel like the rating system gets me a little too like, oh, if I say this, then people are going to blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Because at first I just wanted this to be a me thing. I'm like, oh, I'll share it with people. That now that it's become like a social thing, it makes me kind of detract from it a little more.
Well, it's hard to also be consistent with ratings because everything's relative. So it's like, oh man, I really liked the movie Palm Springs. I'll give that 5 stars. And like, is that equivalent to like the best 5-star movie I've ever seen? No.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just kind of rate it on how I feel. I don't really have a strict system for it. And then a lot of people comment on it. Like, why did you give this 5 stars? It's like, it's my opinion.
That's why I'm just going to, I think honestly, I'm just going to go through every single one. It's going to take a long time. I'm just going to get rid of every single rating, but I'm still going to record
thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah. Just like, you know, either heart or no heart.
You should do a,
I think that's what matters in the end. Did I like it or not? I don't think it matters in terms of like to what degree I liked or disliked something, you know? Cause at the end of the day, whether I liked or disliked it, that's what matters. Am I going to watch it again or am I not? You know?
Yeah. I need to log a couple movies. I still need to log two movies.
I need to log, there's one movie I need to log, Chicken Run and one other movie, I think.
Schindler's List. I got to log that one. One to watch, Ryan McGee.
Ooh.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize Harrison writes like full reviews.
Yeah, he does.
I did not realize that. What
I'm thinking about deleting my reviews too. Just, I don't know. I just kind of liked it better when this app was for me in a sense. When it was just for me cataloging things.
Can you just private it?
I can, but there are already so many people that follow me. It's not like I'm, you know, when you go private, those people stick around, which I don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't mind people peering in. But I think it's one of those things where I shared it and then, you know how I am with social media. Huh?
Yeah, you're a social media fiend.
Yeah.
Tweeting up storms every day.
Well, I'm tweeting more now.
I notice. I like it a lot.
So
it gets me excited.
Really?
Me feel, yeah. I'm like, ooh.
I responded to you too.
I know. Every time I get on Twitter and I see a tweet from Ryan, I'm like, yes.
He's doing it.
And I know that everyone else feels the same way. Like 10 times stronger. Well, it's been a fun episode. One of the ones where we talk about more serious stuff. But we did, you know, at the beginning, Ryan said there is a surprise. And that is true. And Ryan actually, he knows there's a surprise, but he doesn't know the full extent of what it is.
Okay.
So I'm going to put this blindfold on you real quick. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Just right around there. I'm going to tie it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. Tilt your head back.
Uh-huh.
Open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.